Well, there, of course, you recognise the tune, The Cliffs of Doneen, which was a big hit for Planxty many years ago. But there we heard a group called Irish Moods playing an instrumental version, The Cliffs of Doneen. Now, as I said, somewhere on the programme, a little bit of self-indulgence on my part here, because as you are aware, if you're a regular listener anyway, you'll know that Joe Bollard is a big Johnny McAvoy fan. And this is one of Johnny's classics. It tells the story of Matthew. Now, Matthew is coming towards the end of his life and he's in a retirement home and he's thinking back on, well, on his life. He did his best, but sometimes it wasn't always good enough. Here's Johnny McAvoy.
What are you thinking of, Matthew, my friend, as you sit in your room all alone? You can see the bright lights in the city below, in the place where you once called your home. And I'm sure you can still hear the laughter and noise of your kids as they run and they play. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. And your mother's long gone, and your father's too, and there's times that you wish you were dead. And this morning the nurse took your whiskey away when she said you're not right in the head. And when your wife calls, you can't think of her name, and her visits get shorter each day. And you wish in your heart you could walk out that door, but it just doesn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. I can see you've been thinking again of the past, and the place where the tall cedar grows. You remember the evening you planted the tree, but I'm sure that nobody else does. And it grew to the sky as the years drifted by, and I'm sure it's still standing today. But Matthew, it's somebody else's tree now, 'cause it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. So close your eyes, Matthew, say good night to the world. There's a better one waiting for you. Your time here is over, it's time to move on. There's nothing here left you can do. But you could have moved mountains and danced on the moon. You could have turned night into day. and you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way.
I think that is a tremendous track. I think it's a wonderful song, and it'll keep haunting me now for the next couple of days. Now, here's a lady we don't hear too much of on Sounds Irish, Cara Dillon. And when I looked at this track, I thought, oh yes, I know this track. But having listened to it, I'm not too familiar with it. Have a listen with me here for Cara Dillon, and P stands for Paddy.
Walk. I sat down sailing on the stone wall just to hear two lovers talk. For to hear two lovers talk, my love, to hear what they might say, so I might learn a little more love before I go away. P, it stands for Patty, I suppose. J for my love, John. Double stands for false Leo, but Johnny is the fairest man. Johnny is the fairest man, she said. Johnny is the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, but Johnny is the fairest. Well, come on, sit beside me, love, beside me on the green. It's a long 3/4 of a year or more since together we've been. Since together we've been, my dear, together we've been. The time for you love another little lass, and your heart's no longer mine, and your heart's no longer mine, she said. Your heart's no longer mine. I don't care what anybody says, your heart's no longer mine. Thank you.
Been asking yourself from the very beginning of the programme, okay Joe, where's our Anne-Marie O'Riordan track? Coming up right away. She's telling us the story of this young girl who's infatuated by this guy. She loves him no matter what he does. And still I love him. I'll forgive him. I'll go with him wherever he goes. Here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. He came up to a rally and whistled me out. The tail of his shirt from his trousers hung out, but still, I love him. I love him, I forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. He borrowed some money to buy me a ring. He and the jeweler went off on the fling, but still, I love him, I forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. Yourself, but still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. When I was single, I wore a black shawl. Now that I'm married, I've nothing at all, but still, I love him, I'll forgive him, I'll go with him wherever he goes. Ah, still, I love him.
He goes. There we heard Anne-Marie, Old Reardon and Still I Love Him. There's no accounting for women's tastes, is there? Now, here's another lady. Here's Carmel Quinn. We don't hear Carmel too much on Sounds Irish because I haven't got a great deal of her material. But here's her version of the song She Moved Through the Fair.
My young love said to me, my father won't mind, and my mother won't slight you for your lack of kind. Then she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she through the fair. As fondly I watched her move here and move there, then she went away homeward with one star awake, like the swan in the evening gliding over the lake. Last night she came to me, she came softly in, so softly she came that her feet made no din. Then she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, long, till our wedding day.
Now, the girl was with her father, you see, and they were in the cow shed, milking the cow. And she said to him, I want to get married. And he said, what do you want to do that for? She said, well, the humour is on me. So anyway, this is Foster and Allen. And listen to the end result. Oh dear, she got her comeuppance, I think. Foster and Allen, and the humour is on me now.
As I went out one morning, it being the month of May, a farmer and his daughter I spied upon me way. And the girl sat down quite calmly to the milking of her cow, saying, I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Be quiet, me foolish daughter, and hold your simple tongue. You're better free and single and happy while you're young. But the daughter shook her shoulders as she milked her patient cow, saying, I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. The humour is on me now, boys, the humour is on me now, saying, I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Well, who were you to tell me that married young yourself, and took my darling mother from off the single shelf? A daughter, dear, go easy and milk your patient cow, for a man may have his humour, but the humour is off me now. Well, indeed, I'll tell me mother the awful things you say. Indeed, I'll tell me mother this very blessed day. A daughter, have a heart now, or you'll start a fearful row. So I will, unless I marry, for the humour is on me now.
The humour is on me now, boys, the humour is on me now. So I will unless I marry, for the humour is on me now. Well, if you must be married, will you tell me who's the man? And quickly she did answer, there's William, James and John. A carpenter, a tailor and a man to milk the cow. For I will and I must get married, for the humour is on me now. Well, at last the daughter married and married well to do, and loved her darling husband for a month, a year or two. But John was all a tyrant and she quickly rode her vow. Said I'm sorry that I married, for the humour is off me now. The humour is off me now, boys, the humour is off me now. Said I'm sorry that I married, for the humour is off me now.
She changed her mind once she got married, did she not? The humour is off me now, she says. Now we're going to change once again the style, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, that I have great joy in changing the various styles, types and genre of material that I produce on the programme. And I enjoy every track. I know one of my regular listeners in Canada will enjoy this. And this is a song that I think I told you somewhere along the line that I sang at school. And I think I won some sort of singing exam with it or something, but it sticks in my memory anyway. And it's a beautiful song, sung for us here by John McDermott, telling us all about the minstrel boy. The minstrel boy to the war has gone, his harp he slung behind him. His father's sword he had his girded on, in the ranks of death you'll find him. He went off to the war, you see, and he gets killed. But before he dies, he makes sure that no one will ever play his harp again. John McDermott.
Boy to the war is gone, in the ranks of death you'll find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild heart slung behind him. Land of song, said the war. Thy rights shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee. The minstrel fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring his proud soul under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder and said, no chains shall sully the soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free. They shall never sound in slavery. Land of song, set the warrior. Thy rights shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee.
Beautifully sung there by John McDermott, the minstrel boy. Now, my mother had this expression. I wonder, did you ever hear it? A whistling woman and a cackling hen. But I can't remember what the end of it was. But she used to say this when she'd hear my sister whistling. And she'd say, stop that whistling. A whistling woman and a cackling hen. And I can't remember the rest. Maybe somebody will email me and tell me what it is. The reason why I'm on about this is because here's Phil Campbell, and she's singing a song called Whistle, Daughter, Whistle.
Whistle, whistle, daughter, what makes you look so sad? Good news, dear daughter, will make your heart beat glad. Oh, I'm pining, mother dear, this long and weary year. And as well you know the good news, dear mother, that I would like to hear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get along. Oh, if that's the news, dear mother, I'll stay the way I am. My little sister Meg can take the lamb away, but I'm quite a woman now, dear mother, with toys I cannot play. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a sheep. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, it would not let me sleep. With lambs or sheep I ne'er could rid my head of care. To feed and tend them day by day is more than I could bear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a kite. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, I cannot whistle now. To the neighbors, 'tis well known, I'm quite a woman grown. And they say it's pity that one so pretty as I should live alone.
Thank you.
They were enjoying themselves, and why not? That was Gaelic Storm and the Farmer's Frolic. Now, I know this next track I've played quite a few times on Sounds Irish before, but I still love it. It's Francis Black telling us the sad story of After the Ball. Now, this song, my daddy used to sing. He never sang the verse because he never knew, but we all knew the chorus. But this is not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Francis Black. Listen to the story. It's a sad one.
A little maiden climbs an old man's knee, begs for a story, do uncle please, why are you lonely? Why do you roam? Have you no sweetheart? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart long, long ago. Why we were not wed, you soon will know. List to my story, I'll tell it all. I broke her heart at after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Low lights were shining in the big ballroom, softly the organ was playing a tune. There stood my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wished some water, when I returned, there stood a man kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down went the glass pet, broke in the fall, just like my heart was after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read, many years have gone by, I have not wed. True to my first love, though she is dead, she tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, pleading in vain. One day a letter came from this man. He was her brother. The letter ran, that's why I'm lonely. no home at all. I broke her heart then after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn. After the band is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many's the fond hope that's vanished.